You're going to see all the emotions.
Things got a little crazy at times.
And yes, there are some tears.
It wasn't rainbows, it wasn't butterflies. It is gut-wrenching. It is hard, and it only gets harder. This whole entire thing wasn't always pretty. Here's the thing. I wasn't the perfect bachelor.
Hello, la, la, la.
I'm watching quite a start right there.
I've been watching a lot of Seinfeld lately.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what they would say.
She had man hands.
Yeah. Nobody in the show has man hands. Everyone on the show is like a child-sized person.
I know, so small.
Not even a child-sized person, just a straight-up child.
You know, I really...
Like, they're not people, they're children.
I really think that Hannah G. is smaller than me. And I think so too. That's quite a feat for her to accomplish. I wonder what size shoe she wears. I really, really am thinking about that.
I don't know if they look small because he's big, because he's huge. Like, mm-hmm. He's enormous.
Yeah,
he's
pro football player size.
I don't know if he's just big and they look by comparison, or if, like, I think they're all just out of the box standard on this show, very tiny.
A proportion thing. It's almost like, you know, Megan Fox standing next to Optimus Prime.
Yeah. You know, it's like when you haven't eaten in like 23 years, you're a pretty small person.
Right. Exactly. She'll be fine. Hey, everybody.
Hey, so, how about all the glasses in this week's episode?
Okay. If there was ever an episode that was for Adam Bonifest, it was probably the first 3 minutes of the show.
I'm wearing glasses right now. You're wearing glasses
right now.
If you're listening right now and you're wearing glasses, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us in your nearsightedness and farsightedness. We appreciate it. I always enjoy seeing the girls in their dress-down look, and especially when their dress-down look... means that glasses are part of the equation. You know, but you can also tell that some of the girls don't wear glasses in their waking life because the glasses aren't stylish and cool.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
I don't need stylish glasses. I just like the whole glasses look.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to wear glasses, like, wear cool glasses, you know?
Any glasses at all. Look multiplier.
Ugh,
positive geez. Number, multiplier.
So we got right into the dates off of today. Like, there was no funny business, no, like, oh, I don't know, we're going to putz around. We got right into
the
mess.
They saved it for the end. There was a lot of putzing at the end.
There was definitely
But the beginning was like,
the
hey, look, these girls wear glasses, but also, the date's starting.
Boom.
So the date started.
Yes.
It was a pirate date. Everyone switched out of their glasses into their real clothes.
Into their pirate clothes.
Yeah, so what they did was like a medieval times type dinner theater thing, but with pirates instead.
And guys, just to let you know, I love dinner theater. As someone who played TikTok in the Phantom Tollbooth.
The Summer Stock Production.
Yes.
Much heralded Summer Stock Production.
The heralded Summer Stock Production of the Phantom Tollbooth. Dinner theater truly is one of my favorite pastimes.
Are you telling this to them or are you telling this to me because you want me to like take you to dinner theater?
I think it's important for everybody to know.
What if we went to the Phantom Tollbooth dinner theater?
You know, personally, I'd be offended, but it would be like taking Denzel Washington,
like taking A-Rod to a T-ball game.
It would be like taking A-Rod to a T-ball game. It would be like taking Denzel Washington to some kids performing the autobiography of Malcolm X. It's just, I mean, it's ridiculous. Ugh. Anyway. So the girls went on a pirate date. On this group date, it was Kaylin, Katie,
I can't get over this.
Hannah B., Heather, Kirpa, Demi, Tracy, and Courtney. I think that's everybody, right?
And 12-year-old Taylor.
And 12-year-old Taylor.
With the apparatus.
What? They don't know about that.
I guess we won't talk about it. You couldn't talk about it.
We'll talk about it
because
later.
Of the apparatus
in
your mouth.
I had very aggressive braces, you guys, at the time that I played TikTok in the Phantom Tollbooth. But you know what? I feel like that's probably something that could have hindered my performance, and I didn't let it.
Good for you, honey.
You're right. Good for
Taylor's
me.
Taylor's braces were so aggressive, they weren't just called braces.
It was
an appliance.
But I have...
you install an appliance is something you have men come to the house and install. An appliance is something that is hooked up through the walls to tanks of things that you can't even see.
And that is actually what happened. I was hooked up through the walls to get that into my mouth.
You can open cans with an appliance.
You could open cans with what was in my mouth. I think think you could have a kid. I think that was part of what the orthodontist told me not to do. She said, Taylor, though you may be able to open cans, you should not.
Like you're a 12-year-old doing party tricks like, hey, everyone check out my appliance. And the audience, after wiping away the spittle, said, oh,
parents,
do it.
Parents would call me downstairs and say, Taylor's got a can opener, right? Taylor could open this beer. I was 12. But my teeth look amazing now.
Your teeth look great now.
Thank you.
Your teeth look great now. Put your glasses back on.
I'm crying because I'm laughing.
The appliance. I said it wrong.
It's a Herbst appliance. Herbst.
Why would you name that?
Because
that?
I want people to look it up. And no, I want people to know that if they are walking around out here with Herbst appliances, that they are not alone. You can live a full and healthy life after your Herbst appliance, no matter how long you've had it in your mouth.
That's it. Taylor Robinson, semicolon, life after Herbst.
Life? It sounds like a disease.
I know it does. But also,
but you know what? I lived a full and healthy life with the Herbst appliance. So
debatable.
I think, you know, I'm a poster child for success.
So, like, if you're a big orthodontia and mm-hmm. you're like, we have a device, it's going to be painful. It's going to weigh about 30 pounds.
I wouldn't say it was painful. It definitely wasn't 30 pounds.
You're like, we're going to install this in children's mouths.
Yes, it was installed.
What do we call it that can make someone very embarrassed to say it?
I wasn't embarrassed. I looked great.
Herbst.
There's
no way to say Herbst.
It's Herbst. You're not enunciating right. Your non-regional diction is not showing.
You don't enunciate with metal in your mouth, is what
Herbst.
I'm saying.
Herbst.
Let's talk about these pirates.
Let's get to the pirate date, please. So in the midst of this date, we get the beginning part of Hannah and Caitlin sort of, oh, wow.
They don't like each other.
I said Caitlin. I am so sorry. I meant Kaylin.
That's what you get when your name is another name and you just subtract one of the important letters.
It was my residual Herbst appliance was acting up. Hannah and Kaylin are having this sort of back and forth battle royale. And as we know, as of right now, it is very unclear what their push-pull is about.
It is rooted in the Miss America pageant.
Correct.
They're both contestants.
They were roommates, also.
They both lost, but one of them lost more.
Correct. And that was Hannah. Hannah lost more than Kaylin.
Correct.
Correct.
Kaylin barely lost.
Barely lost.
Hannah lost, like, lost so bad you don't even know what place you got.
I think she was in that, you know how usually they have pageants on the TV and then
Okay. I don't watch.
You've never seen a pageant on television?
I don't think I have. It's not very interesting to me.
What did you do as a child?
Sports.
Okay, but like...
Books.
Okay. Yeah, like...
Books. I said sports. Like people listening will be like, oh yeah, that guy.
Adam.
Sports. He's an athlete.
Yeah, he's an athlete.
What did I do in reality? Books. Books. I was in my room reading books for fun.
Okay.
Until school started. Then I did school for fun, like recreational school.
So let me tell you what happens during a pageant, since you have no idea what's going on. So in the beginning of the show, basically, they introduce all the contestants from all 50 states, and then they basically whittle it down to the top 15 or so. And the top 15 actually then end up continuing to compete. And if you're not part of that top 15, you go away forever.
So everyone ties for 16th.
Correct.
Except the women who make the cut.
That is wildly generous, but yes. So essentially, Hannah was a part of that, you know, untalented group, and Kaylin was a part of the more talented group.
Got it.
So that's pretty much the basis of this whole thing.
So I guess I don't want to give out spoiler alerts, but we don't find out any details at all about what the actual beef is. They both just don't like each other.
Right. So on the date itself, the dinner theater is all about competing as pirates, dressed as pirates. Everybody's outfit looked like they got it at CVS the day before Halloween.
I think everybody was pretty cute. They did little like headbands and like flowy arms and stuff, except Tracy.
She doesn't even go here.
Tracy looks like a Halloween witch who just decided to be a witch like a minute before she went out.
Tracy looked like she had been watching a lot of Sabrina and said, oh, this looks like it goes together.
Yeah, like a nautical witch, a pirate witch.
Wait, a nautical witch is essentially a pirate.
That's what Tracy is.
Okay. So then we get to the evening portion of the date. This is after, mind you, Kaylin had won, quote unquote, the date during the day, while Hannah was sort of continuing to spiral out of control.
Kaylin, objectively the best of the date. This is one of those dates where it's like, the goal is to try. The goal is to just be like, I'm a girl who's going to put aside my whatever, my like desire to do inactive things and just commit to swinging this big pad around and like jousting, American Gladiators jousting people.
Right.
The goal is to just try the hardest.
Right. And most of the dates at this stage, especially their physical activities based, and I think because Colton is such an athlete, a lot of the dates, the group dates, are turning into those kinds of things. They're not really walk and talk dates. So I think for him, it is very attractive to see women in states of competition, which is fine.
Athletics, he's into. Even loosely based pirate, nautical, outdoorsy themed athletics.
I'd love to hear Colton say loosely. I'm sure the screen would be covered in spit. So we get to the evening part of the date, and Colton has some great one-on-one time, namely with Katie, which, hello.
She's winning quickly.
Katie is killing it. I mean, she hit him with the I like you, and he hardcore responded with
cute.
I also like you. They have a lot of things in common. Like, that whole interaction with them wonderful.
There's only a handful in the elite competition. There's only a handful of the field right now making it to this elite competition of the Colton pageant, and she's one of them.
Yes. Ironic that you use the word pageant. Demi was also on this date.
Intentional.
I see.
Like you just told me how there's the field and then the top, and I just did that. Okay. Go ahead.
Demi was also on this date, and as we know, Demi's mother is in prison. Speaking of people in prison, has everyone watched the Fyre Festival documentaries on Hulu and Netflix? Please tell me.
This is some incredible television.
Wow!
We, at the benefit of a 3-day weekend, knocked them both out the very first night.
Pretty much instantly.
We're like, yeah, we have 3 days off. We're going to watch both these documentaries.
You know, the internet is a wild place, and it is very suggestive, and it suggested the right content for this 3-day weekend. So back to people being in prison. Demi's mom is in prison for embezzlement, and so as a result, she acts like she doesn't have a lot of home training. So what she likes to do...
She doesn't have home training.
She does not.
She was raised by wolves or whatever's in Texas.
Well, her mother was in jail, so of course she had to be raised by something else. So she likes to steal Colton away. She blindfolded him. She paddled him. She sort of teased him with a fake hand. I don't know how Colton feels about dolls, but it's probably pretty up there on the weird sort of scale of fetish stuff.
Oh, you were saying dolls like the hand. I was saying dolls like that's what Demi is as a person.
Oh, okay. But my thing with Demi is that she is continuing to be in this fight with Tracy. And I would like to talk about sort of this age thing, which continues to come up among a lot of the girls.
Demi loves it. She loves it. She's
she does.
A kid.
She does.
She's like...
And it's almost like she's making fun of Tracy.
She's like, yeah, you're so old.
You're
31.
Old, you're
I'm only 23. Like, listen, like, let me tell you a secret. There's not that much difference there.
There isn't much difference.
Age-wise, like maturity-wise maybe, but like...
Definitely.
If you're 23, like, you're gonna be 31 about next week.
Right.
That's the way it works.
Right. It's not like all fun and games between 23 and 31. Nothing happens.
No, you sit around and do nothing so you can pay off your student loans.
Yeah.
And then your life starts when you finish that.
Yeah, you eat a lot of delivery Chinese food and have probably 3 or 4 bad jobs in between the time that you're 23 and you're 31. So
that's the only thing that happens.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's not a gift for her to be 22.
You don't like age out of the zone.
No.
At like 27 or something.
There's not some wildly different life anybody's living. So that whole thing continues to be annoying for me. I would also like to address the fact that Demi is right in the fact that Tracy is being pretty passive aggressive to her and
Tracy's engaging. This is a two losers type fight.
Yes.
They're both bad going in and worse coming out. Important note about Demi that I just now found out tonight doing my research for the show.
Ooh.
Worst laugh of the entire cast.
Terrible
laugh.
Could you provide us with an example, Adam?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
I'll give you words first.
Okay.
It's like she's trying really hard to make it, like, hearty and, like a serious cowboy. You know, like, riding around, boot scooting, dust in my boots type thing.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, I shot a guy, right? He shot me back, but I caught the bullet with my teeth type thing.
Like a Red Dead Redemption kind
of
thing.
Yeah, kind of. Like, in her mind, that's her.
Okay.
But the vehicle for delivering this laugh is a 17-pound, 3-foot, 1-inch, tiny person.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Got it. Like an action figure.
Yeah. Like an action figure come to life.
Or like a...
It sounds like a 90s movie.
Yeah, like one of those... yeah, like an action figure.
Like if Toy Story was real and this was Bo Peep.
Or Jessie.
Why did I say Bo Peep instead of Jessie? Jessie's a literal cowgirl.
I know.
Maybe that's why.
Oh.
Maybe it is.
So what... Oh, God.
That was it.
Oh, boy.
Also, our neighbors, sorry, our recording studio neighbors is what I mean.
Please don't do that again.
Probably heard that.
So the thing that I find to be weird, does Colton like this? Does he like the Demi experience?
No, but I think she's such a big personality that, like, she's not a big enough personality to carry the show or to be the villain of the show. She is a big enough personality to dominate some group dates, and the producers know this, so she's staying in.
Yeah.
But I think he's keeping Katie and Hannah G, skinny blonde Hannah.
Yes.
In the show.
Tayshia.
Elise. Maybe Elise. That might
maybe
be
Elise.
I have more to say. That's coming up. I think that's really about what he's interested in. Everyone else is just there to make the show good. Nobody else could win.
So at this point in the evening part of the date, this is the first time that Hannah, Alabama Hannah, one of the Alabama Hannahs, I don't know.
This is Hannah B. She's
right.
The only one.
I don't know which one it is.
Hannah G is entirely out of the episode because she's winning by so much. So Hannah B is the only one we will talk about.
Let's just assume that anytime I say Hannah, I'm talking about Trainwreck Hannah, okay? So this is the first time that Hannah basically stops Colton to discuss her relationship with Kaylin. Mind you, this is off of the advice of Heather, who nobody should be listening to. Heather hasn't kissed anybody. She does not get any chance to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Period. So when Colton asks her, okay, you told me you and Kaylin have some bad blood between one another. Cool, cute, I love it. But tell me some things specifically that happened. She could not do that.
No, she just starts crying immediately. I think she's terrified of losing twice now. She lost in Miss America, and she's terrified of losing again.
To
the same girl. So she just starts crying. So, which is like a healthy sign in a woman you're dating.
Got it. And so the first thing that I do remember her saying was hostility between the two of them. And then when she got to the end of the ramble that she initiated, actually, she said, well, I'm thinking to myself that if you like her, then you must not like me, which is a legitimate concern.
Also a logical fallacy, but go ahead.
I feel like that is a legitimate thing. Like, it is hard for me to understand why one guy might like somebody that I basically don't identify with at all.
Because you can't help who you're into.
I still don't feel like that is even, those are even words. You say that and I don't believe you.
You can't help who you're into also, but from another perspective, the two of them are not dissimilar at all. They're carbon copies of each other.
Well, right,
from separate states.
Because they are in pageants. So it makes sense that, as a pageant person, you have to be very similar.
You looking at it from your shoes, you're going to be like, yeah, we're so different. Like, she is Miss Alabama, I'm Miss North Carolina. Oh, my God, couldn't be farther apart.
You guys are both below the Mason-Dixon.
The rest of the universe is looking at, like, if I was to make a short list of maybe 5 people in the world who are the most like you, she would be on it.
Oh, 100%.
So the whole I don't understand how someone could be into us both thing is ridiculous. Also, pro tip, good way to make a date a success, make it about somebody else instantly.
Let's talk about use your percent. This is probably the earliest that we've ever
addressed. Use your percent, Hannah.
Okay, use your percent, Hannah. And Heather, also use your percent. I'm sure Heather thinks
close your mouth, then use your percent.
Please. And I think Heather probably thinks that I'm being a good friend. I'm trying to encourage her. Heather, you've never been in this situation either. And the last thing that you want to do, if you've ever watched this show, you idiot. You know that you do not waste your time with this person talking about somebody else. That is basic stuff, especially when there are this many people still left. You idiot.
I think Hannah just cornered her and she didn't want to, like, you know, endure the wrath. So she didn't. So she was just like, all right, I'll shut my mouth and let you say whatever the hell you want to say.
But it does at least seem like that the two of them spend a lot of time together, whereas Kaylin seems to be around a lot of different people. Yeah. And it seems like the house is more attached to Kaylin than Hannah.
This is going to end, like, the date ends and Kaylin gets a rose, which is because he likes Kaylin more than Hannah. Everyone else in the house likes Kaylin more than Hannah. Because Hannah's nuts.
Yeah, it's definitely a power move on his part, whether he wants to talk about it or not. And especially within the time frame of the date and knowing how the beginning of the week starts. Like, we know most likely that this date was probably shot first. And then the cocktail hour was after this. So at this point, he was so stuck on Kaylin that it wouldn't have mattered what Hannah had said. Hannah could probably have told him, she killed a guy. And he would have been like, ooh, are you sure?
Ooh, gonna be rough because you're gonna lose to that.
You're gonna lose to that. So Kaylin sort of had to answer for Hannah's back and forth with Colton. And she seemed to express herself a little bit more clearly, which I think is why she got the rose.
I mean,
they both basically, the feud continues. As the we're feud continued through the show, both of them were never very specific on what the actual problem was.
Yes, there are the important thing about this show is that these two girls are fighting, and the important thing about
the girls
these
are
two,
fighting.
The important thing about these two girls who are fighting is that neither one of them can provide one specific instance or piece of evidence about what they're fighting about. They're just in general hate each other. And love saying general bad things about the other one.
And the same words, too.
Manipulative. Yeah.
Toxic.
Because,
fake.
Because they're the same person.
Yeah.
It's a mirror fighting against a mirror.
I think I saw that movie. Was it The Pagemaster?
I don't know. You know I don't see movies.
Because you were reading books. Right. Sorry, I forgot. So on to our one-on-one date. Let's go to the one-on-one date. Oh, my God.
You and I are going to have drastically different views of this.
Oh, my God. Now, you guys know how I love Elise because she's, like, one of my favorite redheads. She's definitely not Amy Adams. So I am, like, here for this whole date.
She's not Amy Adams.
Thank God.
So let's talk about what happened.
Yes.
And then analyze this from our wildly different perspective.
Go for it.
Here's what happens. They take a helicopter to San Diego.
Cute.
Right? This is a good sign.
Uh-huh.
And then they get there, and Colton says, hey, we rented out this amusement park for us the whole day.
How awkward was he running from, like, out of camera, off shot,
I don't know,
into the amusement park? Like, these are the moments that I really recognize among all this. Like, oh, my God, Colton's so hot. Oh, my God, Colton used to play in the NFL. Like, he is awkward.
Why is everyone running?
He used to be a fat kid, and it shows.
So
can't you see it?
So they get there, they run to this amusement park, and he's like, guess what? I have this charity for kids with cystic fibrosis.
That's
and
really so, not what happened, but
whatever. He's like, it's a group date. It's not just you and me. It's you and me, and then all these kids from the cystic fibrosis charity.
And
that's
Adam
what
burst into tears.
I don't remember that happening.
I think I do.
I don't remember. You should be very happy to be with a guy who has a
here
large soft spot.
Here we go.
For people who need
what
it.
What a gift it is for me for Adam to burst into tears anytime he sees someone in need.
It's an easy way to happen. I mean,
it's an easy way to get robbed, too.
Somebody with cystic fibrosis is going to rob me.
I didn't say that.
Because I'm crying so much.
Anybody in need could poke at your heartstrings and just rob us at any moment in time.
Or maybe they're just better people than us, and they don't need, they're not gonna rob people, because that's just not what they do.
He would hold the door open for somebody who's trying to steal our couch. You if, would.
If they had a disability. Yeah.
So
this is like a classic, I'm gonna make sure that, like, you have the mom qualities that I'm looking for, and you can play with the kids. Date.
You know,
right?
And I have, I feel some kind of way about the mom quality part, because you can have quality. It's, I find it a little bit limiting that having children on a date means that you automatically have mom qualities. Like, you could just be a nurturing person. That doesn't mean you have to be a mother. You know?
I think there's a lot of overlap. So much overlap that it would be virtually the same thing.
Well, I will accept that Elise is a nurturing person. That doesn't mean also, that she has to be a mother.
Reality TV does an awful lot of sampling real life, but not an actual lot of predicting real life. So, you know, grain of salt here.
I'll take it. So, this was a really cute date. I feel like it was so nice to see them together. And can you imagine, like, anybody else from the show being on this date? Can you imagine Demi being on this date?
No, I do think that Elise is probably, I think anybody north of 27 is the line. Nobody's 27 years old. So the group is 26 or younger and 28 or older. The six women, I think it's down to like four now, but
pretty much
the four women who are older than that, I think, are going to be able to handle this well. They might not have kids. They've been with kids, like their friends, you know, or acquaintances or whatever, have kids by now. And these other kids,
yeah.
These people who are young are
these children.
Are first couple of years in the workforce, or maybe even still in college at this point. I don't even know. They're so young, they've done nothing.
Nothing.
You know, and then you blink and you're 28 and like your life is actually going. But yeah, there were only a handful of women he could have gone on this date with, and she was one of them.
She was definitely one of them. So tell me your damage about this date. What didn't you like about it?
Elise doesn't have fun.
What?
Ever.
What are you talking
about? She's never laughing or smiling. She's just so mature and like,
what? Oh no, 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 no.
She doesn't make jokes. She's not fun to be around.
No. I thought Elise was fantastic on
this date. She was great with the kids. I wouldn't want to be.
She was making jokes with the little girl when she was giving her ice cream.
Yeah.
You didn't see that?
I saw that, but like, she's not fun to be with in as like a one-on-one two adults sitting there situation.
I would disagree strongly. I thought she was magnetic on this date. This was her element. It went super well for her. She was so fun. Like, I really love seeing her on this date. And not because I'm obsessed with her.
Or maybe because you're obsessed with her.
And maybe it's because I'm obsessed with her. So whatever. So we get to the evening portion of the date, and this is the time for the tragic stories. So, the tragic story
she wins this
from
too.
Elise, she knocked this out of the park. If there was something to win with a tragic story, she won it so far.
I think this may have been too early to deploy it.
Well, I think it applied to the situation.
I think
if it was a different date, she wouldn't have said it.
Save it for later, I think.
Nah, I mean, but you know, you never know when your time is. And especially if you feel like the moment is there and the time is right. And he pretty much asked her what's going on. So she had to offer up the information rather than just saying, oh, you know, I'm just not ready
to
share.
How did this happen? How did we get to the show where like bad life experiences are just currency to get to the next round
of
a dating show?
Have you ever watched television?
I watched this show.
Yeah, I mean.
Or do I?
Okay. So Elise's story is that her sister was pregnant with her second child, and during the pregnancy, they found a tumor.
Some kind of cancer in her,
right.
During the pregnancy.
During
and
the pregnancy,
basically,
yeah.
It's not an option at all, but I guess it was too late, but yeah. She could not receive treatment for the cancer because of the baby, because
right.
of the pregnancy.
And so she opted to save the child.
Yes, yeah, so she carried the baby as long as possible.
Right.
And then she died either during childbirth or before the child was ready to be born, but they were able to
save the baby.
Yeah. So the baby is still alive, and her sister is passed.
I mean,
her story.
And so now
it's just tragic.
It's very tragic, and now they have a charity that deals with, I think it's like children, it's Sarah's Closet, who's obviously her sister, and it gives clothes to children and babies and that kind of thing, which is like it's a beautiful, wonderful story, and I would have never have thought that would have come out of Elise. Now, in hearing that story,
like a laugh, I would have never thought that would have come out of Elise.
Now, in hearing that story, I now realize that there are a lot of women that are really connected to some sort of special cause in their life or giving back to the community from based on sort of their soft stories. So this about Elise, Cassie and the speech pathology thing, Nicole's brother with autism, like all of these things seem to be coming up. So I would be curious to see what other girls have some sort of charitable thing. And I'm sure
this
that
is
was
intentional. Yeah.
No, it's intentional. It was definitely probably part of Colton's casting process. That,
like his whole life.
Yeah,
so
like my life is about this charity and your life needs to be about charity too. I guess Meghan Markle just really rubbed off on everybody, you know? If she can get a prince, you can be on The Bachelor.
That's definitely it.
That's definitely it. So there was a private concert at the end of this.
No, public concert.
Well, but I get very upset about the private concerts because, I mean, for God's sakes, can we get somebody who doesn't sing country music on this show?
Yeah, it's really annoying.
It's super annoying.
So
there are literally hundreds of other genres of music. I'm not saying we need to have, I don't know, NWA on the show, but I mean, give me something with a little bit of color, please.
Also, like, maybe somebody I've heard of.
That would be cool.
I don't listen to country music, but I've never heard of Tennille Arts in my life.
I mean, get Kelsey Ballerini on here. Let Casey Musgraves walk around here and, you know, strum a few things on the guitar. Like, I'll take that.
It's a thing for me. I would be impressed if you're like, yeah, we have A-list talent up here. You know, the Backstreet Boys. Which
literally,
they did have.
They did have the Backstreet Boys. If you can have the Backstreet Boys on the show, you can make a call and get, I don't know, some second-tier R&B artist to be on the show.
But Tennille Arts, it's got to be just miserable for these people to have to pretend that they care about seeing Tennille Arts, who, as far as I can tell, is nothing. She sings country music, and here's something else that's fun about her. You could rearrange the letters in her name to spell a bunch of fun stuff.
Like what, Adam?
Like eternal lists.
This is what you were doing instead of watching pageants when you were growing up.
Yeah.
Doing this.
Yeah. You could also spell light rentals or literal nest.
Sure.
Or my favorite, let's learn it, which is what I was doing instead of listening to Tennille Arts.
Okay, honey, you sound like you're tired. Elise got the rose.
Split decision on Elise. He seems into it, though.
I am very into it. I don't think the decision is split. It's two against one.
Split between us.
It's two against
Colton
one.
Colton likes it, but
I'm counting Colton.
I don't do this show about what he likes.
I'm counting Colton.
I've gotten me twice, so it's two against two.
Okay.
Let's go to the next group
date. The next group date is
it's a workout. It's like a Bachelor's Strongest Woman contest.
It's a date I'd like to call CrossFit.
It's CrossFit date with Terry Crews.
With Terry Crews and his wife, Rebecca. This was so fun. I love Terry Crews. Do you love Terry Crews?
He's a national treasure.
He is truly amazing.
They've been married for 29 years.
So cute.
Which is longer than every single woman on this date has been alive.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Which is something.
Which is something, yep.
I don't know who it says more about. Honestly, I don't.
I don't.
The casting people at ABC, probably.
So the date beginning part was basically working out with Colton. He did that cool ropes thing that, you know, I love.
Taylor loves the ropes. She sees the rope and just her body, like, there's no, it's Pavlovian. Her body just goes, oh, yeah.
I love ropes. I love ropes. Like, I love thick thighs and I love hair, body hair. We were watching a movie today, and Henry Cavill was basically
Lois. You were watching a movie today. I was reading a book on the couch.
Listen, the beauty of having a three-day weekend means stupid stuff is on television, and you just let it rock. And so Henry Cavill was playing a Greek person.
A hairless Greek person. Which is an oxymoron.
Again, ridiculous. Have you ever seen anybody who is Greek or of Greek mythology who didn't have body hair? Like, I've been playing Assassin's Creed for months, and every single person has body hair from their back all the way down to their ankles. It doesn't make sense to me why he would be hairless in this movie. He was also much thinner than he usually is.
Yeah, so like you were saying, this is a relatively uneventful date.
Yeah!
There was not a lot of drama during the actual event.
Because nobody on the date was dramatic. I mean, we had Cassie,
turns out,
Onyeka, Caitlin, Nicole, Tayshia, Sydney, Catherine, and maybe Nina?
Drama.
I have more to say this at the end of the road.
Okay.
Sydney and Onyeka, pretty good shape. Everybody else, like, whatever.
No, you know what? Catherine really surprised me. Catherine kind of, she threw that tire up very easily.
Yeah, she was like, I kind of have a black belt. And you were like, wait, you?
Well, of course she had a black belt. She had to get her nose fixed eventually.
Of course she had a black belt. She had black shoes. Like, and they would go together. Because it's an outfit.
Adam, I'm going to push you down the stairs. That was horrible.
Fall down the stairs my own self.
But also, that was the best joke I've heard all day.
Thanks. That was great. I am trying.
You got me on that
one. But the actual date, like, nobody was really fighting. It kind of seemed like everybody was having a good time. Everyone's taking it at different levels of seriousness, but nobody's really winning or losing that way. It's just a matter of who's used to working out.
Right. And Colton's whole thing is he wants a woman that he's with to be active and fun.
Because he works out a bunch.
He works out a bunch.
He needs that.
He needs that or he'd be fat. And he loves...
Like he used to be.
And he loves that sort of competitive thing. And so this is another one of those experiences.
Yeah. Only really eventful thing that happens here, and I guess we'll talk about it later, is that he just singles out Caitlin in the middle of the date and he's like, let's go talk. And they do. And she says the absolute worst things anybody could ever say. And he's just like, well, you know, go home now. That's how the date ends.
Here's what I'd like to say. You know, I had a couple questions that I wrote down during this experience. I said, is it enough to be hot?
Yes.
And that's an excellent point to make. Like, for some people, it is enough to be hot. Like, Ari...
Oh, wait. Was that like a judgment for me?
Well... Do you want it to be?
Were you just putting that out there? Like, on this show or just in life in general, is it enough to be hot? Sorry. Answer is yes either way.
Honey, I think that's up to you. At this point, you've trapped yourself.
Have I or have I trapped you?
Okay.
Adam pushes his glasses up for dramatic effect.
Okay. And Taylor rolls her eyes. Ari would have kept Caitlin, regardless of whatever her answer would have been, because she was just hot.
Ari picked a woman who died in 1996 because she was hot.
And then
you can't help what you're into, right?
And then the other
necrophiliacs.
Thing, well, God. And what? Then the other thing that I wrote down was about Bachelor disaster porn. And you talked about this during Elisa's thing. Like, do you have to have gone through something to be attractive? So, okay, you're hot. Everybody's hot. But now, is there currency in what you've been through, whether or not your life has been good or challenging for you, and does that make you more of a desirable partner?
Are you ready for this answer? You ready for this Logic 201 answer?
Here we go. Tell me how many degrees you have again, Adam.
The answer is no, you don't have to have been through stuff, but you can't advertise not having been through stuff.
Right.
Caitlin was like, yeah, my life's been pretty good. Nothing bad's happened.
I just want somebody who's going to hang out with my friends. Nope.
You cannot say that.
And not at this stage of the game. Like, the way that the show is played, and I'm saying played specifically.
Yes.
The way that the show is played, you can't rely on that small stuff early on. You have to kind of come out of the gate with some really strong, hard-hitting, like, values-based stuff. You have to come out of the gate with, like, this is what I want for my life and the experiences that I want to have. You can't come out of the gate with, like, I just like to hang out with my friends.
No, I mean, if nothing bad has happened to you, you have to parlay that into a positive.
Right, which is fine.
You have to be like, nothing bad's happened to me. You know, I have a really good family life.
My parents have been together for however many years.
I'm dedicated to my education and my job. I put in the work. Yes. And, like, just make it about that.
Right, right.
She did not do that. She's like, I just want to have fun with my friends because I'm a kid.
No, I mean, and at this age, and I mean, sometimes, I guess, or what you can assume, you can get into these kinds of conversations when you pick girls who are 26 and under. Like, not to say that you can't be 26, but...
After you're 25,
after
you have
25,
to be.
You have to be 26. But, like, not to say that it's not okay to be young, but, like, you gotta come with more than that, you know? Like, I don't even know what Demi would have said to that kind of conversation.
She would have just pulled out a gun and shot it into the air.
Okay.
And then clicked her spurs and a horse would have come out of nowhere.
Yay! Ha! And then she would have tied Colton up and then spanked him.
Sorry, Caitlin.
And
very,
she was so
very
cute.
Hot.
So cute.
Very cute, hot.
So cute. So he basically kicked her to the curb in the middle of the
day.
He was
like, I can't wait until tomorrow. You have to go right now.
Right. And he actually gave the date rose to Nicole, who didn't win a goddamn thing tonight. But
speaking of people who died in 1996.
No,
I like
Nicole.
She's just low energy.
Stop saying what I'm saying.
You stop saying what I'm saying.
Stop saying what I'm saying.
Anyway, I was going to try to catch you jumping back into the show.
Anyway.
Yeah, Nicole Wins the Rose. I'm not quite sure that her future on the show is very long.
You know,
she is not one of the winning contestants right now. I'm sure he would have much rather given it to Cassie. He just didn't want to be too obvious.
Yeah, I think Cassie's fine. I mean, there's a lot of girls that on this date. I mean, Tayshia, another person who's fine. Like, come on.
Yeah.
So we get to the final part of the show. At the end of this, there is no cocktail hour. He decides for a pool party. I feel like it's a little early in the season for somebody to be opting for a pool party.
Turns out he was kind of right, though. The entire thing got taken over by... We don't need to talk about this again, but the dumb fight... Maybe we could read some quotes. The dumb fight between Kaylin?
Kaylin?
I'm sorry, that's terrible. You can't just give someone another person's name and just remove one of the letters.
It's like they push two names together. You know how sometimes people like name, like our child might be named Adler? Ooh.
No, get out of here with that. Why would I get Adler?
But like you put two names together.
Where did
and
the
becomes...
K come from?
I don't know.
C-A-E. Where the hell does that come from?
I don't know. Casey?
No.
Can I spell?
No.
I like Adler as a name.
No, get out of here.
Can we put that on the list? It's gender neutral.
No. Taylor loves that.
I love a gender neutral name.
No, Taylor loves men's names for women.
Oh, it's amazing.
She's like, you know what I like for a girl? Benjamin. What? That's not a girl's name. That is 100% a boy name. She's like, I like it for a girl.
I didn't say Benjamin would be a girl's name. I said Ryan could be a girl's name.
Yeah, and just basically anything else that is a guy's name.
No.
Anyway.
Adler.
Anyway.
Adler Bonifest.
No.
Cool! Adler is cool. Adler wears glasses. Adler...
Obviously our kid wears glasses. Adler they can only wears... get it from you and me.
Adler wears mom jeans and a crop top t-shirt. Graphic tee, obviously. She's very cool.
He's going to get his ass kicked. Oh,
Oh, wait.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
Let's call Adler a they right now. Or we don't want to be gender prescriptive.
Why is he wearing mom jeans?
Because that's what Adler likes to wear.
Okay.
They like to wear that.
So nothing really important happened. Like, Kaylin gets her shot, then Hannah gets her shot.
Yeah, again, the same words that were used, toxic, manipulative. Hannah was very keen on the fact that Kaylin will never show you who the real her is, basically.
Hannah called herself... a beautiful monster and a tank of rage.
Hannah also...
Herself. She called herself that.
Hannah also screamed into the ether. Now, I was somebody who was in a rage fog last week. I never thought that that would be on the table to just sort of roar.
Hannah lives in a rage fog.
We also were watching The Lion King today. A lot of parallels.
It's a great movie.
So good.
Let's go down the end of the road.
I think so. I think we've pretty much exhausted this whole Hannah Kaylin thing. Colton ended up picking both of them at the end of this whole thing. So it obviously can't be bothering him that much.
It's going to go for another week or two.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And until somebody gives him something concrete, he's going to keep them both around. And unless, you know, Hannah basically tries to single white female Kaylin, we're going to keep going with this thing.
Very possible. End of the road. Kind of talked about Kaylin already, so, you know, don't be dumb.
Sorry.
Guess what? There's a girl named Brie on this show.
There
was a girl named Brie.
Brie was the girl who had the fake Australian accent.
Oh, yeah. She's the absolute skinniest of all them.
Yes. She's a model.
Did she have any moments after she got out of the limo?
Nope.
Cool. Let's talk about Nina. Poor Nina.
Every time I saw Nina in a shot, I was like, who is that?
We have reported on Nina's end of the road every episode.
Three times. I'm so sorry, Nina.
She's so easy to confuse with other girls who actually did get eliminated from the show. She looks just like them, or they look just like her.
Yep.
Or maybe I just don't know the difference between blonde women. I don't know. Nina's no longer on the show.
Is that something we need to talk
Nina
about
Nina had no moments. No. Speaking of indescript blonde women, no, she is not indescript at all. Catherine.
Yes.
Had a moment on the show.
Mm.
You thought she was going to be, night one, you're like, this is going to be the villain. Turns out, no, it's Hannah, but,
Oh, it's actually kind of Demi, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Catherine.
Hannah's malice is directed towards one person. Demi's malice is directed toward the field.
Yeah.
if you will. Hannah is also getting a pretty bad edit, I will tell you that right now.
Catherine's outstanding moment of the night is at the beginning of the Strongest Woman contest. They walk out. There's a bunch of obstacles lined up, a big crowd. And somebody's like, man, there's a lot of pressure. Catherine goes, I don't feel pressure. And that was it. She's kind of more robot than person.
And you know what? She was stronger than I thought, so she might be a robot.
Yeah.
She could totally be a robot. I'd be here for that.
Anything else about these four women we lost?
Absolutely not.
Don't miss anyone.
Well, the good thing is that everybody that's left, we all know their names. So that is something.
As far as I know, I am aware of the names of all the women left.
Truly something. The more that we lose blondes, the stronger that we all get.
Agreed.
Yes.
Let's talk about power rankings.
My number four is Elise. Duh.
My number four is Kirpa.
Again. Kirpa didn't say anything this week.
You don't have to say anything. You just got to be hot. She did.
Who's your number three?
Tayshia. First time appearance in the list.
My number three is Tayshia. Let's talk about Tayshia for just a second.
He likes Tayshia a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you need to say. Tayshia can get it, which is what I need to say.
So eloquent.
Let me read my notes.
How many degrees do you have again?
Like I was saying about logical fallacies earlier, can't help what you're into.
Yeah, Tayshia had a really good day.
I'm into Tayshia the third most.
You know, even though she wasn't as athletic as some of the other girls, I think he thought she was. He was charmed up.
You don't need to be good at the dates. You need to have fun at the dates.
You need to have a great attitude.
Yes,
I would have sweated my hair out, and I would have been really upset.
But as long as you have a good time doing it, it doesn't matter.
I know.
My number two is Sydney, taking a dive this week from one to two.
You know, Sydney had an interesting time at her date. Come to find out she's a fitness instructor. I'd love to hear what she instructs. You think she does SoulCycle? She does SoulCycle. I'd take the class immediately.
She was like, hey, listen, I'm a dancer. Why don't you flex the hell out of me?
You know.
And that's not like a... That's not a euphemism. She was like, I'll lie on my back and you just push my leg back until it's in my face.
Stretch. This is like that scene from Bring It On when all of the male cheerleaders were stretching out all of the female cheerleaders and the guys that basically were making fun of them this whole time saying, oh my God, they're male cheerleaders, but you get to stretch out with the girls all the time. And it just was, gave me a really great flashback.
Yeah.
Also a great movie. Wow.
Yeah, Sydney's giving me really good flashbacks.
Okay.
Who's your number two?
My number two is Katie. Katie is amazing. Katie's the best. Katie's wonderful. I love Katie. Yay.
My number one is Katie.
Oh my God, Katie!
So yeah, she's doing great. Surprisingly good hair. Not sure she had the great glasses. I don't think I remember seeing her in glasses.
And you did see her in glasses this week, didn't you? I think she had on glasses this week.
I don't remember it, which seems strange because I jumped her up to number one, but...
You know,
I am very, unlike the other three women on the list, mm-hmm. I am very sure Katie is going to be on the show for a long time, and I don't want to be wrong already, so I'm going to put her at number one.
Well, you know how we can rectify this. I think if you just follow Katie on Instagram, you'll know whether or not she wears glasses.
I have a limit on how many of these contestants I could follow on Instagram, and following Jane on night one really set me back. That's a pretty big... She took up my one for the season, and... Not open to accepting new applicants.
Okay. My number one is Hannah. Not Hannah G, but Hannah...
The Hannah that he likes.
The Hannah that he actually likes. Teeny tiny itty bitty Hannah. That's what I'll call her. Teeny tiny Hannah.
Naturally blonde Hannah.
Smaller than me Hannah. Size 5 shoe Hannah.
Okay. I agree. It seems like he's potentially already picked her.
It's literally her game to lose. I mean, she could say that she's killed somebody, and he'd be like, I think we can get through this together.
Can't help what you're into.
That's right. Any bold predictions for next week? We're going to Singapore. This is really exciting. Anna's been to Singapore, so that is something.
You guys remember, this is crazy. If you were listening to our show, what was it, 5 or 6 seasons ago? Ben Higgins season, I think.
Wow, was it Ben's season?
I was missing for the first...
I guess it was.
I was missing for about 5 or 6 episodes, and it's because I was living in Singapore for work.
Yeah.
So I will have some... moderately experienced takes So
I'll be able to say, week, hey, what about that thing?
I was there.
Tell us about that place.
Singapore is really small, so I will probably have been there. You go to the gardens and the Ferris wheel, and then all of the rest of the country is a mall.
Hot.
A single mall.
It also seems very like Tayshia gets a one-on-one date next week, which will be very exciting for the two of us. And the Kaylin and Hannah drama will continue, so psyched for that.
Yeah, great. We'll just see you next week then.
Okay, bye.
You know, I think when a man loves a woman,
there's so much more you can do in a fantasy suite.
Yeah.
We never wear underwear.
There was a big group of women.
That's sort of evil.
Now we're rolling with it. Will he, won't he? I did things my way. It wasn't perfect. I'm not perfect, but I tried my best. I'm having fun. I loved it. I'm very excited.